Hello and welcome to the IABC Ottawa podcast, The Voice. Ottawa is one of the International Association of Business Communicators' largest chapters in the world, and we are pleased to bring you a podcast that covers everything from marketing, strategy, social media, crisis comms, public affairs, and whatever else is relevant to communicators. I'm your host, Sherry Ask.
And welcome to IABC Ottawa's The Voice, episode 129, Hiring Advice for Employers and Early Career Comms Professionals. So the topic for this episode actually came from a listener and member of the IABC Ottawa community, which is fantastic. Someone got in touch with me and said that they'd be really interested in an episode about what it's like for someone early in their career who is trying to get a job right now. And obviously, landing your first job in the communications industry can be hiring at the best of times, and the COVID-19 pandemic has created a whole new set of challenges for grads and employers. Many student internships and work placements have been canceled. Organizations can't do on-campus recruitment or in-person job fairs right now, and some places are hiring, but obviously call for 2 or 3 years of experience. And if you're early in your career, you may not have that. So in a moment, you'll hear from a recent comms graduate about how the pandemic influenced her job search. And as well, I talked to someone who works in recruitment and is also a communications specialist. And she's able to give some perspective on what she's seeing right now in the hiring field. But before we get into the interview, I also wanted to mention that if you are a early or mid-career professional looking for your next job opportunity, definitely check out Jobline on the IABC Ottawa website. We update it regularly with job opportunities in the Ottawa area, even during the pandemic. And if your organization is looking to hire its next PR, communications, or marketing pro, you should consider advertising on Jobline. It will connect you with a highly targeted, specialized group of Ottawa communicators with diverse skill sets. So to learn more, you can just go to ottawa.iabc.com and click on Jobline. And let's get into the interview. Joining me now to talk about some of the hiring challenges early career professionals and employers face during the pandemic is Elif Zaimler, a recent Carleton Communications grad now working in client services at RBC, and Olivia Nixon, who works in recruitment and communications and marketing for the Marler Search Group. Guys, thank you for joining me and welcome to The Voice.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you for having us.
So Elif, I want to start with you because you were finishing your degree right as the pandemic was basically exploding last spring. So can you start by telling us what your experience was graduating during the pandemic and what job searching was like during that time?
For sure. So actually, I learned about the pandemic during my class. I think I was in my last communication class. I was in my last term. And then when I learned about the pandemic, I thought that it was a short-term phase that was going to pass. And then I also thought that we could have a graduation ceremony. But after a while, we all realized that it was not a short-term phase and that everything has to go online permanently. And the pandemic also impacted my part-time job at a small jewelry store. And when I was working there as a sales associate, I was also searching for a job in communication industry. And my job search went from going to interviews in person to doing interviews through Zoom or WebEx or apps like that.
And Elif, I understand you were searching for almost 4 months straight. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so for the first 2 months, I was trying to search, but I thought the reason why I'm not getting the jobs that I want is probably I should update my resume, update my LinkedIn page, and try to find out why I was getting rejected. So I tried to actually improve myself. I spoke with a couple of mentors, both from Carleton and from a company called Tree Skills. They actually helped me a lot to update my resume and my LinkedIn page. I tried to optimize my LinkedIn page as well in order to successfully speak about my value, because I think storytelling part is really important in interviews. If we cannot tell our experiences or education well, and if the other side couldn't really get the main points, then the possibilities are high for us to not being qualified for that job, even though actually we are. So I think what I learned is I shouldn't take the rejection personal, but I should actually take it as a redirection to improve myself.
And I'm going to go to Olivia in a moment, but you did actually get a job in the end, correct?
Exactly, yes. I ended up getting an offer from Royal Bank of Canada as a client advisor. Although it's not in the communication industry, I know that this position is a stepping stone for me to actually get a lot of skills that I want to get either in communication or marketing. So it was a great opportunity for me.
Yeah, well, congratulations, Alif, especially because that definitely sounds like a trying experience. Olivia, I want to go to you. Hearing Alif's story, what's your initial reaction as someone who works in recruitment, but is also familiar with the comms industry?
Well, first of all, I'd like to congratulate Alif on graduating from university. That's a feat in itself. And within a pandemic year, that adds another layer of extraordinariness to the achievement. And also congratulations on finding your job. I'm listening to you tell your story, and I'm thinking, she did everything right. There's a few things that I can add. So absolutely, as you're heading to graduation, you're going to have to start thinking about how do I put my best foot forward? And that's getting your resume updated. I find with young people, they overlook the value of LinkedIn. LinkedIn is very important in your as a tool, as a networking tool for your job search. So yes, absolutely, spend some time on your LinkedIn profile. Get a good picture. Don't have your friend take it unless they're a very good photographer. Make sure you look professional in it. And use that for your LinkedIn profile as well. I think but everything else that you said, you were going in the right direction, absolutely. Focus on yourself. Don't take a no answer from a job as a rejection. And you flipped it on its head and viewed it as a learning opportunity, and that's what it is. Looking for a job is a job in itself. And you have to approach it by being professional, persistent, and patient. And if you apply that, then things will happen. But I just want to go back to emphasizing LinkedIn. One of your most valuable tools throughout your career will be your network. That is where you will learn of new opportunities. Because for every job that is posted, there's many more that are not posted. So particularly in a pandemic world where we can't get out and meet people, the ability to meet people online through LinkedIn and other professional organizations is a great way as a young person to start building your network. One of the things that I will often advise people, and I'll advise even myself, is to comment on LinkedIn. If you see a post and you find it interesting, comment on it. Or If there's something that you feel that you can contribute, if there's an article that you find interesting, post it on LinkedIn. Try to be active, and then that gets your presence known more. People get to know you a little bit better by the contributions that you make to the community. So that's sort of another way to assist with your networking.
Yeah, Olivia, I think that's really great advice. And funnily enough, I think we all connected for this interview on LinkedIn, because I was searching for people and you guys were commenting and had advice and had profiles that were relevant. So it just goes to show. And I think that can happen with any platform.
Yes, I can't forget the other social media platforms as well. And particularly if you're in communications, that's a really good way to highlight your skill set.
When I first started using LinkedIn, I only had 100 connections. And I learned that a connection doesn't really, you don't have to really meet with your connection in person. A connection can be a strategic relationship where you help someone and actually you learn something from that experience. And I learned that you don't necessarily have to ask people for jobs. You can take advice from them. You can also write them, for example, I'm a communication graduate. I want to take advice on your career journey, how you are in the position that you are right now. And I made my network like this.
Yeah, that's really good advice. And I think like it can apply outside of like once you already get a job as well, because even though you weren't able to get a job in communications, you can still continue that networking and continue to grow those skills so that you can move laterally, you know, within the organization that hires you, even if you don't have that comm job starting out. Olivia, I want to ask for some perspective on the employer side of things. Alif has talked about, you know, the struggle when you're looking for the job. But a bit more generally, have you noticed anything about the hiring environment since the pandemic started?
So when the pandemic first hit, things went very quiet. And I think that's because organizations didn't really know what was going to happen, how it was going to affect their business. So it stayed that way probably for the first 3 or 4 months. I principally recruit within the tech sector. So within some tech organizations, there was a bit of, we're going to kind of wait and see through this quarter to see how it affects our business. Then when they understood that the impacts that their business was still continuing, then things started to ramp up. And I think we're almost back to normal now in terms of our hiring rate. And within the tech world, it's very busy. But from an employer's perspective, it was a pretty seamless shift over to the online interviewing model. And it just meant that people didn't have to come into the building. And to some extent, it shortened the hiring, the time to hire, because as Elif said, we didn't require people to come into the offices to do in-person interviews. So in some instances, the time to hire was shortened a bit.
Is it more competitive, would you say, because there are so many people out of work?
So I can only speak from my experience within the tech sector, and the tech sector is very, very, very competitive. I'm not sure if I can say it's more competitive, because it's always been a very competitive space as far as I've worked in recruiting for that sector. What we are noticing now is that because we've had this experience for a year with everybody working online, organizations are much more amenable to opening up the role beyond a specific geographic region, which I think is a good thing, because it gives them a wider pool to draw from for candidates. And then from the candidate's perspective, it also provides them greater flexibility in terms of what jobs they can look at too.
Okay, yeah, no, that makes sense. And I assume, I mean, there are entry-level opportunities out there as well, correct?
Yes, they are. And it's always tough finding that first role right out of school. But again, if you follow that professional, persistent, patient model, something will happen for you. And I really, really like Elif's message about Well, while I wasn't working, I used that time to improve myself. So that, I think, was a really good strategy on her part. I also just wanted to address LF's situation where she does have a good job with RBC right now, but it's not in communications. That's fine. I'm quite confident in listening to LF that she will eventually find her way into communications role. One of the ways that she could help by that is if there's some way that she could volunteer for an organization within a communications role so that she can demonstrate her communication skills, or perhaps find opportunities within RBC, I'm not sure if there would be, where she could showcase her communications abilities. But I think you always want to be looking for a job while you have a job. That's the ideal situation. So even though the current job that she's in is not within the field that she would like to ultimately end up in, that's okay.
Yeah, I think it's so true, because once you're in, you can move laterally, you can get new skills, you become more marketable to other places as well. So Alif, I guess, you know, hearing all this, if you had parting advice for recent grads to kind of sum up, what would it be?
So for grads, I would say that keeping an open mind and being flexible when searching for jobs is really important. So at first, I was only looking for communication jobs, communication industry, but then I started thinking about applying other industries as well, because I thought that could be the stepping stone for another role. But knowing that it's not really easy to get into a job that you really want when you're first applying, to not be disappointed, because every interview will make you learn something, even though you are not going to get that job. And as I said before, it's not really hard to optimize your LinkedIn. Add people, and when you're adding people, don't forget to add a message. And in your message, you can ask them how was their career journey like? Because when I asked a couple of journalists how they got where they are, they actually provided me a couple of advice, and I learned a lot of things from them.
No, you're so full of good advice, Alif, and you have such a good attitude about it. Olivia, did you have anything to add before we go?
I'm not sure I can contribute anything more than Alif's already outlined. I think she took all the right steps. Like, honestly, I think she did what she needed to do, she was successful in the end. She's not quite in the field that she wants to be in, but as I said, I'm confident that she'll get there. It just takes a little bit of persistence and patience.
Yeah, persistence and patience definitely seems to be the message. Guys, thank you so much for all your insights. This is definitely something that affects a lot of people in the comms industry, whether they're doing the hiring or looking for the job. So thank you guys both for sharing with me today.
Well, thanks, Sherry, so much for having us. It was a pleasure.
That was Alif Zaimler, a recent communications graduate now working in client services at RBC, and Olivia Nixon, a recruiter and marketing specialist with the Marler Search Group here in Ottawa. And if you found this topic interesting, we wanted to give you a heads up about an upcoming IABC Ottawa event that we are planning on April 28th. We'll be holding a panel discussion for early career professionals to talk about breaking into communications. You'll be able to find all of the details on the IABC Ottawa website in the coming weeks. But in the meantime, mark your calendars April 28th at 5:30. So you remember to register for Breaking Into Communications, a conversation for early career professionals. We'll be back in a moment.
Connect with people and insights you need to thrive in your career. With an IABC Ottawa membership, you will be able to network with like-minded peers who work in fields from digital strategy, media relations and internal communications, to crisis communications, marketing, stakeholder relations, public relations, and communication strategy. Joining IABC means you enjoy unparalleled access to member-only events and programs such as member meetups and a mentorship program. Sign up today. Visit us online at ottawa.iabc.com.
And now it's time for the lightning round. This is the part of the show where we feature an IABC Ottawa member or volunteer and ask them to answer a set of rapid-fire questions about their career interests, life interests, all of that fun stuff. And this month, I am thrilled to introduce to you Priscilla Cabangale, who was the IABC Ottawa Volunteer of the Month for March. Priscilla, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Sherry, for having me.
So before we start, why don't you tell us a bit about what you do, both as your day job, but also how did you come to find IABC Ottawa?
Okay, perfect. At my day job, I am a junior communicator officer. So I help our clients, our sector clients, with their creative work. So I put them in contact with creative services and all that project management stuff. After, I eat a lot, I sleep a lot, I support our local businesses by going to eat out often. And I love reading, have friends, family, and I'm just cool like that.
I love that. That's awesome. So, yeah.
And how I heard about IABC Ottawa, it's funny. When I was finishing my bachelor at the University of Ottawa, I'm Francophone. So I was like, let me find a communicators organization that is Anglophone so that I can, work on my English and like just mingle and work with people in my field, but who do not speak French like me. So that's why I found IABC Ottawa. And I came to the first event and I didn't know anyone. And it was really funny when I think about it now. But it was really great. I met great people. And and then I was able to, network and get to know people and enjoy join the IABC Ottawa community.
Okay, alors ton anglais est beaucoup mieux que mon français. Alors, félicitations en avant pour ça.
Bravo à toi. Your friend is
très contente que tu avais trouvé nous. But I am going to continue the rest of the segment in English.
Mais tu as très bien parlé, Chev. Je suis fière de toi.
Okay. I know IABC Ottawa would love to do too, more bilingual events. In the future, because we do have a lot of French members. So, yes. Priscilla, it's great to have you. I know you're looking to improve your English, but...
But it's funny because it was not only to really improve my English, but it was just to mingle in my field, but in language. That was just literally, because I did my bachelor's in French. So it was really to have that English, life also.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And you were Volunteer of the Month. Can you tell us a bit about some of the volunteer work that you've been doing with IABC?
Yes, first, thank you. I was happy to learn that I was selected. What I do, I work with the membership team, and I work specifically with the mentorship program. So what I do, what we do, we help create the program. When I say create it, for example, it's publishing the campaign, launching it, preparing everything that needs to be prepared so that we can start the new mentorship year. It's doing the call out, finding the mentors and mentees, matching them together, and preparing everything so that they can really start their program together, doing follow-ups, being there for them for questions, doing events also so that mentors and mentees can be together. And it's really just making the experience of mentorship, our IABC mentorship program, really great. And yes.
Yeah, well, thank you for your work on that, because I know it's a lot of work, and your help has been greatly appreciated.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And are you ready to get into this month's questions?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's do it. I guess we talked about this a little bit, but the first question is, what do you appreciate the most about the IABC community?
What I really, of course, there are a few things that I appreciate, but what I really appreciate the most is really the fact that it's really a supportive community. It's really interesting, nice, and refreshing to see that you can have people who have been communicators for 30 years, 35 years, and they interact with us who are just young professionals. in a nice and equal type of interaction that is really refreshing and really nice. I really like the fact that we are really a community that supports each other, we learn from each other, and we really help each other navigate our careers. That is really something that I appreciate a lot in our community.
Yeah, and you would have, I'm sure, seen a lot of that firsthand working with the mentorship program.
Exactly.
What quality do you value the most in colleagues or managers?
I would say being relatable. Like, we are all humans, and especially during this pandemic, it's nice to see that, hey, I'm not the only one who's tired. I'm not the only one who's having a hard time. I'm not the only one who doesn't want to work today, but who's here. It's really people being authentic and being true to themselves and to others on who they are, what they're doing, how they are managing life. I really think that being relatable helps us forge connections with other people and recreate positive interactions. And I feel like that makes life a little bit better every day. It's like in school, you know, when you haven't started a project and you ask someone and they're like, oh, I haven't started either. You're like, okay, I'm not that bad. That feeling, it's like great in the workspace also.
That is so true. I'm so glad you gave that example. One of my managers will sometimes like start a meeting or something and be like, I am not prepared for this, you know, and just like full disclosure. And it just takes the pressure down in the room a little bit. You know what I mean? Yes. And sometimes I think it's okay to have, to have that honesty. So great answer.
Yeah.
What would your dream what would your dream job be if you weren't working in communications?
It's so funny. I was doing BuzzFeed's quizzes. That's what I do when I want to waste my time. And they had a question regarding this, a dream job. So it was like, choose your meals and we will tell you what your dream job is. So that was really funny that you asked me this question. I will say either a wedding planner or a restaurant chef.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And any reason in particular why those...
I think giving orders and being in control is good in a sense, of course. Let's not go crazy on it. But wedding planning is really nice in the sense of you get to organize things and control things on the day of to help the people just enjoy their day. And being a restaurant chef, I love food. I love to eat. That's nice. But also the aspect that you are really managing and controlling quality and how things are going. And I feel like those two experiences are like great place to like build your character, like patience, cooperation, friendship, and just, yeah, I feel like those two jobs are like great jobs.
Yeah. I am curious, what did BuzzFeed tell you your dream job was?
A wedding planner.
Okay, so was that. Okay.
Yeah, that's funny.
I thought when you started that story, I thought you were going to say my dream job is to write BuzzFeed quizzes.
That
would also be really fun.
That would also be really fun, especially, yeah, the food and the traveling quizzes, they're the best.
Yeah, I don't think that's time wasted at all, for the record.
Yeah, for sure. I'm getting to know myself. Like, it's great.
Yeah, that is self-improvement right there. What is your go-to piece of comms advice?
I would say to have fun and to enjoy what we create. I feel like we are so busy creating content and giving out advice and managing and giving images and just doing the things, like producing the content, that I feel like we sometimes forget first to have fun and secondly to enjoy that content and to receive that content. It's funny now that when I watch commercials, I think as a communicator, I'm like, that was a good call. They should have done this or that. And sometimes I'm like, just watch the commercial and just go buy the product and that's all. So it's really to remind ourselves that, yes, we create content, but we are also an audience and we should sometimes just have fun and accept what we receive as content.
Priscilla, that is such good advice. I you are like one of the first people I've talked to that said that. Enjoy the content that we create, especially right now because the comms world is so busy and so crazy and there is so much info. I love that. What's the first thing that you want to do when the world reopens or starts to reopen after the pandemic?
Two things. I want to go to a chalet with my friends and have a weekend at, I don't know what chalet is in English. I think it's also chalet, right?
Yeah, chalet or cottage, but a chalet sounds nicer. So I would just say chalet.
Yeah, so go to a chalet with my friends and like just all sleep together in one big house and just have a great time and travel outside of Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I think there's a lot of people itching to go places again.
Yes.
So hopefully soon. Well, yes. Priscilla, thank you so much. It was so wonderful to talk to you, to hear your thoughts on these questions. And thanks for being a part of the IABC community.
Thank you for having me. I hope that I answered properly all the questions. And yes, it's really great to be a part of the IABC community. As a when I say recent, I graduated like 2-3 years ago, but as a recent graduate and as a young professional, it's really great to see people and men and women who like have experience, who are nice people, who are not mean people, who always have advices or always encouraging you to go for what you want, work. And it's really a blessing, I would say. And especially during this pandemic, it's really nice to have a community that you know, think like you and people that are like you. So thank you for having me. Thank you for everything. And I hope that I hope to talk to you soon.
Yes, hopefully in person.
Yes. Oh, can't wait.
And that is it for this episode of the IABC Ottawa podcast, The Voice, episode 129. Thank you for listening. And if you like this episode, please share it and send us a review or feedback. Suggest an episode topic. You can reach IABC Ottawa on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Our handle is at IABC Ottawa, as well as on LinkedIn. You can also check out our social and website, ottawa.iabc.com, for info on all IABC Ottawa networking, professional development events, future meetups, and more. And lastly, if you haven't already, please subscribe to the IABC Ottawa newsletter. You can do that on our website as well. There is a lot happening this year, even digitally, and you don't want to miss it. I am your host, Sherry Ask, and until next time, we're going to let the music play.